Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling, and I'm surrounded by...
I'm Jen Gleckow, CEO and founder of Sales in a New York Minute.
And today we have an unbelievable show in Sell or Die. We are going to be talking to some unbelievable people. And I don't want to give away any hints, but there's some food on the table right now. If we had a wider shot, we could probably see the food.
There you go, food.
And that food will lead into our phenomenal guests today.
We have some really great guests, Claire and Rachel, who are going to be joining us.
How'd you meet them?
I won't say too much more, but I was walking around in Whole Foods, and there were like 50 people.
With a basket full of overpriced food.
Of course. And right. You know they're about to lower their prices and stuff?
Really?
Yeah, but they don't want to, they still want to be known for very upscale.
Actually,
food.
More important than that, they're opening up a big store 2 blocks away from where we live, and so we can walk there.
Yes.
Get exercise and overpay, and then
arrive hungry and buy everything in the store.
Yeah, take the dog with us. Okay, go.
Okay, so I'm walking around in Whole Foods and I see like 25 to 45 people surrounding one of those demo tables. I'm thinking,
Cool.
What are they giving out for free? What's going on? Something must be really good because there's never that many people surrounding the table. And I end up talking to them and you'll learn more soon.
What were they giving away? Oh, you're not going to tell.
I don't want to give it away.
Exactly.
It's just too good. Keep you in suspense.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jeffrey, what's going on in your sales world?
Nothing? Well,
that's
okay.
BS.
We are launching the new Gittimer.com. We are launching the new Gittimer Learning Academy. We are upgrading every single thing that we do. We're investing as much as we possibly can into creating better opportunities for salespeople to learn more, to earn more.
I love that.
That's basically what we're doing, and you can bank on it. But you'll have to give us your credit card in order to be able to bank on it.
Okay. And when will those – what's the timeline?
Well, it depends on when people are looking at this. If you're looking at this and it's 2018, it's already done. But if you're looking at this and it's 2017, take a look. Go to Gittimer.com or GittimerLearningAcademy.com.
Cool. All right. And I am hosting a LinkedIn workshop in just a matter of weeks in New York City sometime next week.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a live workshop on how to use LinkedIn to attract more connections.
The new LinkedIn,
and
right?
The new LinkedIn.
Got
yeah,
it.
Of course. You can't teach it on the old LinkedIn anymore. No one wants
to
learn
anymore,
that.
Right.
Exactly. So the new LinkedIn user face and how to use it to attract more clients, attract more connections.
I wonder
and
if they'd let you do that at the LinkedIn place.
I don't know. I'll ask them for next time. Yeah.
No, ask them for now. Well, oh, you've already announced it?
Yeah, it's been announced.
Okay, cool.
Some
all
people
right.
are attending.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to.
Okay.
All right. So.
What? You want to have our first guest?
Let's get into it.
Well, here's the deal. I have to leave because there's two of them, and we flipped a coin, and I lost. So I have to go. But I'll return to give my take on what's happening here in this surprise guest world. But in the meantime, thank you very much for being here. I'm gone.
We are joined here today with Claire Putterman, CEO and founder of Modern Muffin, and Rachel Friedman, CMO or Stud Muffin of The Modern Muffin. And these muffins are amazing. I'm really glad you guys came. But not only came here, but you came with samples.
Of course
we did.
We travel with.
So, small disclaimer. I'm addicted to your muffins. They're amazing.
Well, we're very happy to hear that, right?
<so nice>. Yes.
We're actually addicted to them as well.
So how did this all start? You've been cooking these, baking these for years.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I started almost 30 years ago when my children, one of whom is right here, they wanted something healthy. I wanted them to have... Let me take that back. I wanted my children to eat something, a healthy snack, namely a muffin, and I could put fruit in there. I could put lots of vegetables in there, and I didn't put a lot of sugar. I could make it healthy, and they loved it. So I realized that I was onto something just perfect there for my kids and my
so
husband.
So you grew up eating these muffins and not realizing your mom was hiding like veggies in them?
Yeah. Well, I realized that. My younger brothers, well, one in particular, didn't love vegetables. And I would, as the oldest sibling, would always try and point out, guess what's in there? I see some zucchini. But, you know.
She did.
I did.
But oh, that's amazing.
Everything she made was amazing.
Oh. Okay,
we were very blessed.
That's awesome. Yeah. So fast forward to today. You're now, I found you guys in Whole Foods. How did you get there?
Well, our first store, actually, that we got into, if I can back just a minute,
sure.
We got into Harris Teeter, and the way we got in there was a very unconventional manner.
Okay.
A friend was speaking with the wife of the CEO, and they were talking about women entrepreneurs. And so the person I know said, well, I know someone who makes these delicious muffins. They're very healthy, and she just started her business. And so
So where were you selling your muffins at that point?
At that time, we were just online.
Okay.
I had left school. I was a teacher. And so I knew that I wanted to have a muffin business. So it was online pretty much.
So making them in your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Freezing them. How?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Making them at home.
For friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
The school, like the other teachers and families, really supported her buying online and picking up at our house. Everything was out of our house.
Wow.
Everything. So the CEO's
wife was literally right off your kitchen table.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So she said, I would absolutely love, I'd be very interested in tasting these muffins because at Harris Teeter, we would really love to have this opportunity to have something like that in the store. So on a snowy Friday, I went to her house loaded with muffins.
It never snows in Charlotte.
It did this Friday in February.
It's rare.
And we spoke for about an hour. And the next Monday, I get a call from the corporate office and said, the CEO is very interested in your muffins. Can you come to the office right now? We want to put them in Harris Teeter. That was Harris Teeter. So
wait, life-changing moment.
Very much.
And so mm-hmm. now you have to start thinking about all these things, which are good problems to have, but how am I going to make all these muffins?
Exactly.
Where am I going to make?
That's right.
So what did you have to figure out? Talk to us about it.
Well, for the first store, we continued at home, the second store and the third store. But then a year or so later, we were put into 35 Harris Teeter stores. So then we knew, okay, it wasn't sustainable, you know, to be in the house. So we started working with a co-packer. And that was interesting because we had to, first of all, I had to give up my precious recipes. And that was very challenging for me. But we have a nice relationship with them. And going over there, I check each and every muffin when they're baking. I'm over there. I'm tasting.
She's over there every single time they bake for quality control and to make sure they are exactly how she likes them to come out.
Wow.
Every time.
So that's where we're baking, and we bake several times a week there. We started, at this time, we're baking approximately 5,000 muffins a week, sometimes more when we have promotions or special events, as we have one starting right now this week. And so we just are baking all the time, and I'm in there, and it's just so much fun. It's fun. It's a real fun time for us.
Yeah. It was a big difference, though, baking in our house.
So were you helping with the baking?
Me?
Yeah.
No. You guys do not want to eat my muffins.
But she's good at tasting.
I am really good at tasting.
Right. Double checking here.
We have a lot of tasters.
Yeah, we do.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, and you must also have a lot of muffin trays.
We do. We have a lot. My house, we have commercial ovens. We have commercial mixers. We have a lot of trays. I mean, my house was rocking and rolling. I can tell you. And it was smelling good. Down the street, you could smell the aroma of muffins baking. Literally, I'd have neighbors come in for two or three houses down and say, oh, my gosh. What? It just smells so good. Come on in. What do you want? Banana chocolate chip today?
So you were everyone's friend in the neighborhood,
yes.
Basically.
And actually, when I was a teacher, I was doing a lot of R&D before I even started my company. I would bake muffins, take them to school, give them to my classes, give them to my friends. And I'd say, is there enough chocolate? Here's enough banana. Is there too much? And they would give me great feedback.
Wow, that's interesting. So you were actually spending time perfecting the recipes before you launched the product, perfecting the product.
Yes.
Making sure that not only that people liked it, but that you believed in it. Because once you knew that other people were satisfied and they weren't just your kids who are, you know, will love it no matter what, right? You know, you were giving it to not so much strangers, but taste testers to test it out. So what do you recommend to someone who's starting a business and you know, they're starting off in the same place. They're doing it out of their home or their kitchen table. How do they get from literally kitchen table to in stores?
You have to, first of all, you have to have the passion. You have to have the passion. I say it's the three P's, people.
Let's hear it.
The product. You have to have the product that is just, it's just perfect. You have to have the product that you love. You have to be passionate. You have to really be passionate about what you're doing because it's 24 hours a day. And I know that's cliche, but it is 24 hours a day for all of us because our whole family's in this. And then you have to persist. You have to. That's the way to get out of the house and into the stores. And I'll tell you a piece of advice that, or something that happened to me that was life-changing for this business. I was doing a demo at one of my stores when the president of Harris Teeter came up to me, who is now the president of Kroger. And he came up to me and he said, I really like what you're doing. I like you. I love your product. I'd love to meet with you. And I said, okay. And I thought, me? Really? I couldn't believe that. So I took him up on that. So the next week, I said, I'm going to do this. I'm not sitting back. I picked up the phone. I was very persistent. I called. And I was in a meeting with him in his office at his table. And we talked for an hour. And he was telling me, what you need to do is to get out of the kitchen. You are the face of the business. You need to be out of your kitchen and in the public eye. And that was one of the best pieces of advice that I ever received.
Mm-hmm. And was that scary?
It was daunting. Yes, it was. But it was just invigorating. It was exciting to me. It was like, this man is a very important man in the food industry, the food world. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to me and he believes in me and my product. Mm-hmm. So I should as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. So product is amazing. You have to have a great product. You have to be passionate about it and you have to persist. So have there been times where you thought, I don't know what I'm going to do next, that you've really had to push yourself to persist or any obstacles?
Yes, definitely. There have been times when I've gone to other major grocery chains and I actually drove to one of the chains in Asheville a few weeks ago, went up there, brought muffins and talked to the person and she was very interested. And I think, you know, keeping my fingers crossed, there's still a chance for that. And so I came back, I called, I've emailed, I've done everything and, you know, I'm going to persist. And this is what can be frustrating, but in my mind and in my heart, I know it's going to work out. I'm not the least bit worried because I know I'm going to continue. I've got that product. They want this product. I know it, you know, and they're waiting for it.
There's nothing else like it on the market.
Right. There's nothing like it. It's healthy. Yeah. You know, it's delicious. It's low in calories. It's, I could go on and on about
it. It's better than the other.
Yes.
I'm so tempted to describe it right now. Okay. So how do you go about your marketing?
Oh gosh, that's me, right? I'm up.
I've got the best marketing department in the world.
Thank you. That's sweet, Mom.
You're welcome, darling.
Well, I do a lot of social media. I really feel like Facebook and Instagram have been and some Twitter, but I feel like those have been really great for us. I've been trying to build our audience there and, you know, just try and get out all the information about the muffins that we want to communicate to a larger audience and to the community. You know, they don't have any preservatives. They're all natural. They're delicious. I mean, they're just lots of fruit and less sugar, but there's you can't find anything else like it. So I've been trying to convey that through social media.
How do you do that? Like, what are you doing to get followers and then to get the message out?
So I've been working really hard. I've been trying to find other, like, bloggers in the areas that we are in to kind of partner with to do some kind of work together to see how we can grow the business and their profile.
So to capitalize on their audience and they get the same from you. And
we do some giveaways as well. You know, if we can get one or two people more to just try these muffins, then that's another customer that we potentially can gain. Mm-hmm. You know, so giveaways are always, always good. You know, you want to make sure you have really good content. You want to make sure that you have good photos.
So how do you provide valuable content in the muffin world?
It's hard.
What are people looking for?
You know, I think people are looking for something creative, and I think they're looking for something original. You know, whether it's really good photography and good pictures, or like I love to make recipes out of the muffins.
I was just gonna say, yeah,
she really does.
I make ice cream sandwiches. I make muffin top whoopie pies. I make what do we make out of it? Like trifles, and I make
ice cream cakes.
So we got to show this on the screen bigger if we can. But on their Instagram, they're going to pull it up on the show. On their Instagram, you have some of these, like this one is amazing.
Oh,
the guilt-free muffin top sandwich, ice cream sandwich.
Somebody tried to hire her away from me because of that picture. And I said, no way.
So now we're thinking like, oh gosh, should we get these muffin top whoopie pies and ice cream sandwiches on the market too? Maybe that's.
But these are amazing.
Thank you.
They're really good. There's lots of things that I never thought I would do with a muffin, like create a yogurt parfait with a muffin top.
Yes. Right. And they're always, for me, you have to stay focused, especially with social media, because you always have to stay on the same, you know, same direction in terms of like, I always want to share healthy recipes or, you know, family stuff on our account. It's really healthy and family and muffins.
It's our family business.
It's a family business. So it's my parents are really, you know,
we're all very involved.
All very another involved. Way, and my brothers.
Another way that we market our business is we do a lot of demos at Whole Foods as well as Harris Teeter. We're there all the time, and I get to meet my customers.
Well, that's how I met you guys, actually.
Yes.
I met my dad, your husband.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, this guy really knows a lot about these muffins. Not knowing that.
My husband's really good at this. He's really good.
He is good.
And so how do you attract people to your table when you're doing the demo?
Let me tell you what I do.
She's our number one right here, for obvious reasons.
I love doing this because I'm very, like, passion, right? And I know I have something that I want people to have in their homes. They're healthy. You need them for your children, for your own bodies. They're great.
This is my source of bananas.
Yeah. Well, look, each muffin has a half a banana. So when I'm standing there, I'm doing a demo, I'm telling people, I'm yelling across the aisles there, hey, you guys, you've got to come and taste these delicious modern muffins. They're like nothing you've ever had before. Plus, I've been making them almost 30 years for my family, and if they're good enough for my family, you guys have got to have these. And then
that's
I
amazing.
Just start telling them, you know, they're individually, that's a nice thing. They're individually wrapped and can be frozen almost a year. That is huge for families.
Let's go back to the in-store demos. How do you even get to give the demo in-store? Because don't the other food providers want to demo their product too? Mm-hmm. Is it competitive?
You have to sign up in advance, far in advance. We have to make sure there's the inventory.
So how far, like, what are you signing up for right now?
Each store is different. Like Whole Foods, we have to sign up about 10 days in advance, sometimes 2 weeks, depending. Now, we're in 22 Whole Foods, so each region is different. Like, if we're in the Atlanta stores, we're talking, they need more time. If we're, you know, in Tennessee, it really depends on the store. But we try to go anywhere from 10 days to 2 weeks to give them enough time so that we have a specific 3 or 4 hour period to demo and to make sure they have enough inventory. Because when I demo, I'm going to sell 40, 45 boxes of muffins.
This lady sells a lot of muffins.
Wow. Oh, so that's really important to make sure the store has enough.
Right.
Not that you have enough demo muffin, but that the store has enough to sell.
Yeah.
Wow.
She sold out a lot of stores before. And then they have to wait another week to get more muffins in.
So you should teach a course on how to demo the store.
I would love to.
You know, I see some of those demos, I walk by them, and they're a little sad.
It
and
is.
No one's around their booth. Actually, when I saw you guys for the first time, I didn't come by at first because there were too many people. And I just thought, I better come back. And so I went the way down to the other side of Whole Foods to try and see if I needed anything else. I really didn't. And then I was just trying to, like, buy time, and I came back around. I'm like, there's an opening. There's literally one spot by the table I can talk and find out about.
That's
so
great.
Do you think, like, by having a bunch of people at the table, it actually creates more attraction for more people because they want to figure
Absolutely.
Out what's going on?
Absolutely. When you can get one or two people there, everybody else, they're going to come over because they're interested. And when I'm talking, I talk loudly because I want the person who might be 2 feet away from my table to hear what I'm saying, and their ears perk up, and then they might walk over too. And I say, come on, join
our
table.
That's a great strategy.
Right. You also have to hire people to do the demos who are enthusiastic too, because we have a team.
Okay.
You know, obviously.
Wait, your mom's not in every store. She's like super mom here.
She is super mom, but she is. But you can't be in, 60-some stores now. You can't. be everywhere. So you have to hire people you trust and who are enthusiastic as well.
And we train them. As a matter of fact, this afternoon, I'm getting ready to go train somebody right now.
So if you want them to do a live demo here and we can, they can try to attract us.
Yes.
We'll just bring them on.
Your muffin sales pitch.
My muffin sales pitch.
So what's the muffin sales pitch?
Okay. Would you like to try a modern muffin? They're healthy. It's, I know it sounds like an oxymoron, a healthy modern, a healthy muffin, but it's the truth. They have 5 grams of protein in each muffin, very low in sugar. 80% of the sugar comes from fruit. There are no preservatives. They're non-GMO. There's nothing. It's a clean, healthy muffin. And the best thing, one of the best things, they're individually wrapped, and you can freeze them for about a year. And I promise you, they will taste just as good if you eat them tomorrow or if you'll eat them 6 months from now. They will be the same. And I've done, believe me, I've tasted a lot of muffins over the past 30 years. Yes.
Wow.
Did she sell you?
Okay. I'm sold. Okay, so luckily for me, I have a muffin right here.
There it is.
And I'm gonna dig in.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try it.
What kind is that?
So this is the banana chocolate chip. Look how pretty it is. I mean, it's just perfect. And so while I'm tasting this, or cutting it up, I'd like to know a little bit more about the quality control that you do, because I find that interesting. A lot of times when people give up their product or give up their recipes, the secret sauce, they let the next person handle it. And your daughter sitting here shaking her head like,
this hell never happened here.
And so, I mean, they could probably make it almost as good as you, so it gets to my house pretty good, and I would never know the difference, but you're not going to take that chance that it's almost as good. And so why is that so important?
It's everything. It is absolutely everything. Your product is what makes your business. I started in the beginning, I was very, very nervous, and we went through a lot, you know, trying to get everything perfect. And I was out there constantly for hours and hours and hours, building in hours every day, checking on the batter, looking to make sure the consistency is right, making sure the packaging is right, the right height, the smell, the taste, the texture. Everything just had to be perfect. And now, fast forward the 3 years, I can honestly say my baker is outstanding. I think he truly cares what we're doing. And there are incidentally 12 people who are working on our product from the time the batter is made to the packaging, delivery, and everything, about 12 people. But we just have a wonderful working relationship, and I'm out there with him. He doesn't mind if I'm standing over his back, you know, watching what's going on. He comes, he shakes my hand, you know, did you taste them all? Are they good? Yes, they're. And if something happens,
well, you can even look at the batter. She can look at the batter and say,
anything.
This is not going to work. This one's not right.
Well, and I feel so know your product and make sure it is 100% quality.
It has to
before sending it
and
out.
I can't tell you how many times I have discarded racks and racks and racks of muffins. And I know at times they wanted to kill me, but I said, look, my name is on each and every muffin. And if the public, my customers, are going to eat these muffins, they have to be right. And honestly, I think they're better now than they've ever been. Even when I was making them, I think they're
so
better
cool.
now.
All right. So knowing how good they are, here we go.
So good. I love it. I love it. Thank
you.
I
love that reaction.
I love the reaction. Yeah, love your face.
Jeffrey, you gotta come over here. You gotta try this muffin. You gotta try it. All right, thank you guys so much for coming in. This was great. And for our listeners out there, there's some really great points that you guys brought up in terms of starting a business from your kitchen table and getting it out into stores and getting it scaled up and really produced everywhere and sold everywhere. And so we're going to talk about that at the next segment of the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This is great.
So,
wow, those muffins are amazing.
Not only are they amazing, but the story behind it is amazing. These are two women who have decided that they're going to go out and one grocery store at a time, one specialty shop at a time, they're going to put their product in, the product sells through, they increase their volume, and the only thing between them and big success is time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no if involved in this because the product is already.
And I loved Claire's three P's: product, passion, and persistence.
Got it. And so, price.
Well.
Oh, they didn't put that in there?
I, you know what? I don't even know what they cost.
Exactly.
They're just so good.
How much does it cost? Doesn't matter. They're damn good.
I don't know. Because I want the muffin.
I'm sure that they are priced, you know.
They're priced fairly, because if they weren't, I'd notice it at the register.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
A lot of people have other three P's, but, you know, the marketing three P's or whatever.
There's no P in marketing, but I got you. Okay, so, but here's the deal. If you remember, Claire's mom.
No, Claire.
No. Somebody gave her advice. Oh, Claire got advice to get out of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And go out in the street. And that was the launch pin or the linchpin of her business. That put her out there with the family to be the face of the muffin, as it were. I have some ideas about it, but let me give you what happened. When someone tells you a story, it immediately reminds you of your story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the fact that she did it, the fact that she followed those instructions and went out into the street was what happened with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between her still being in the kitchen, making 100 muffins a week versus making 1,000 muffins a week or 2,000 muffins a day. 5,000 muffins?
A week.
A week, okay. And that's only now. I'm just giving a number because it doesn't matter. They'll be making 100,000 muffins a month real shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1954, my dad and his brother had a machine shop called Marmack Industries. My dad's name was Max. My uncle's name was Marty, and Marmack is out. That's how they did it in those days. And my grandfather goes into the business and calls my father over because my father's working on some parts. And what they would do is they'd get an order, come back, make it, deliver it, go get another order, come back, make it. And my dad's like full of grease from the machining of the lathe and whatever. And my grandfather says to my dad, "So what are you doing?" He says, "Oh, I'm making this thing." He said, "No, tomorrow you hire somebody for $2.25 an hour and you go out and sell. You put on a suit and you go out and sell." And my father followed his father's instructions. And the very next day he went, unknowing where he was going, unknowing what he was doing, went to the Frankfurt Arsenal in Philadelphia and made a sale for $100,000. Now
in 1954.
Right. $100,000 in 1954 was like $3 million today. And just on banging on doors and walking into a place and talking to people. Okay. That launched our family business. That literally created the difference between my dad and my uncle being factory workers and hiring factory workers. So when they tell the story of following advice to go out on the street, there's probably 1,000 stories like that of people who, you know, ran into the right advice at the right time. I can give you a couple examples for me, but it would be too long and we'll save it for another show.
Write it in the comments if you have a great story that you want to share with us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about that, about what was the point at which you did it. I would call my mentor and brag when I was doing consulting that I made $5,000 in Portland, I'd make $10,000 in Denver, you know, and I'd call him every time I did it. And Earl would say, "Jeffrey, you make $5,000 here, $10,000 there." He said, "You want to make $1,000,000? I said, "Yep." He goes, "Stand still."
Yeah.
And those things resonate with you to a point where you can never get them out of your head.
Yes, but you have to be open to taking that feedback. And
there are
so many people out there who think they know everything that when they hear that advice, and it could be $1 million advice, it just goes right over their head because they don't. Their mindset is so closed off to that.
The people who know everything or think they know everything piss off people like us who actually do know everything. But the bottom line is you have to be open to the relevant suggestion of people who are as smart or smarter than you are. Because if you are, and if you're open to listen, you can take your income and quadruple it.
And we would love for you to subscribe to our show on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
And our producer is Doug Branson. He's the man behind the glass. And our technical director, Chris Hill.
How do you subscribe to our show? What do? Go to iTunes or something?
Go to iTunes, subscribe to our show. We're actually on every podcast app you can think of. And I challenge you to find one that we're not on.
And please send it to us so I can send you an autographed book, a Little Red Book of Selling, and we'll go on that site.
And we'll get on it, too.
Right. Exactly. And a muffin.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, reminding you to get out there and sell, even if your ass falls off.